السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. A warm welcome to one and all to Radio Islam International. It's a rather wet Saturday afternoon out here in the Gauteng area. Been also pretty cold. Yes, the jacket has come out. But as we speak right now, we're still in the lockdown. And well, we can only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, today being the 10th of Sha'ban, corresponding to the 4th of April. And, well, it's been quite interesting times as we speak right now. But technically speaking, it's supposed to have been the completion of the first week of the second term. But be as it may, schools have taken a different approach, learning and teaching in quarantine. That's what we're going to find out this afternoon on Radio Islam International on the Saturday afternoon mix. And also at the same time, there's a concern for with regard to the matrix. And they are very concerned and anxious with regard to the year. And obviously many of them are planning the different pathways as far as their careers are concerned. So we'll be playing in between WhatsApp messages with regard to giving hope to all the matriculants. And this was prepared by the Shwani Muslim School, Grade 12. And also we'll be chatting to a few of the educators and getting their insights with regard to teaching online and how the learners have been grasping the concept of, you know, teaching of learning online. And also we'll get some views from some of the learners also. They'll share their experiences with regard, to learning online. You are listening to the Saturday afternoon mix. Your host is Irfan Abu, and I'll be with you from now till 5 p.m. Central African time. So we're gonna play before we go to our first guest, Abba Zainab Bamji from the Shwani Muslim School. We're gonna play some clips that we received earlier on WhatsApp with regard to, you know, giving hope to the class of 2020. So we're going to play two of them right now. And when we do come back, we'll be chatting to Mualima Zainab Bamji.
During this time of much uncertainty amid the COVID-19 lockdown in our country, we feel a sense of anxiety and distress with regard to our matric year. We should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of dua. As it is said in the Holy Quran, but they plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. Akila Osman, I am trying to take the opportunity to think about what the outbreak can tell us about ourselves and our planet. One way to think about the pandemic is in terms of humanity coming together to fight a natural threat in the form of a virus. I find the thought both inspiring and absurd, the reminder that we are all similarly vulnerable, similarly worried, and that we need concerted action across the globe to address this disease brings some hope. The principle of the common good applies at all levels in our lives. It is an ongoing challenge, but not a burden, others, to put myself in the world of the other, to acknowledge that each and every one of us makes up the wholeness of society. It's why we're staying at home in our bubbles now. Kulsum Noor.
Yes, you are listening to Radio Islam International. It is the Saturday afternoon mix with myself, Irfan Abu, and online, and we're going to get some insights from various teachers, and we'll be chatting to a few educators from the Shwani Muslim School. And as you have heard, some messages of hope. It's quite challenging times as we speak right now, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when schools will reopen. But we really have to admire educators out there that are really making a major difference in society. And well, they've always been making a difference in society, and despite the challenges that we face, they have come to the fore. They have, you know, really lifted up the game and spend a lot of time, you know, putting things together so that the syllabus could continue. And, well, we're just waiting for our guests to come online. As soon as we do get her online, inshallah, we will interview her, and then we will, inshallah, get a perspective with regard to what did the Shwani Muslim School come up with. And well, you know, it's so challenging right now. as we find ourselves in this lockdown period. And alhamdulillah, we have people out there that are trying their best from different aspects. You know, if you really look around society, we will realize that it's quite challenging for the homeless people, for those people who live from hand to mouth, that, you know, they cannot go out in society now and sell the vegetables. And then you get our communities also, mashallah, doing splendid jobs of trying to make a difference in empowering different people in this time of need. So alhamdulillah, we can only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us all of these opportunities in these challenging times. So we need to be optimistic as we speak right now of the condition. And obviously, we need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, you know, all of the feedback that I have been coming, that have been coming with regard to the various messages on hope as far as the grade 12s are concerned. So inshallah, we're going to play another few more as they come in. Inshallah, we will be playing those messages of hope. The WhatsApp line is 072-538-5599. You can share your experience thus far as a grade 12 learner, and not necessarily only a grade 12 learner, but if you have been involved in online teaching, your school has started the process. As I've noticed on the Instagram pages, where various schools have generally, we would say, welcome to term 2, but this time around, schools are saying welcome to term 2 via the virtual platform using different apps that are available to our disposal so that we can, continue the syllabus. And, we're just trying to get our guests online right now. I'm just waiting for our engineer to get the guests online. In the meantime, we're going to ask our engineer to play the next clip.
Even in these unfavorable circumstances, we should stay positive, even if it feels like our life is falling apart. But hope is the only thing that is stronger than fear. Mishkan Asop. If you only carry one thing throughout your entire life, let it be hope. Let it be hope that better things are always ahead. Let it be hope that you are stronger than any challenge that comes your way. Let it be hope that you are exactly where Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has meant for you, and that you are on the path to be closer to Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because through times like these, hope and dua will be the very thing that carries you through it. Husna Muhammad.
It's just gone 4:15 Central African time. You are listening to Radio Islam International. It is the Saturday afternoon mix. And we do have our first guest online, Apa Zainab Bamji. And we are discussing learning and teaching in quarantine. You can send us your WhatsApp messages, probably a message of hope to the class of 2020 to 072-538-5599. Or you could call in 011-854-1548. We welcome to the program Mualima Zainab Bamji of the Shari Muslim School. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and your guests.
Hope you're well, Apa, this afternoon.
And giving me the opportunity to talk about the efforts that the Tuane Muslim School has put in place to mitigate the impact of the COVID-19 crisis.
Apa, can you hear me?
Gee, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Gee, I can hear you, Apa. Okay. Nevertheless, Apa, I think the line is a bit of a challenge right now. Is Apa still there? Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
Okay, perfect. Apa, jazakumullah khairan for your time and for joining us on Radio Islam International and affording us the opportunity to chat to you. Well, Apa, you know, it's quite challenging times as we speak right now. We are in South Africa, and especially as far as the schools are concerned, the challenges of, completing the syllabus and various other aspects that have come to the fore. And technically speaking right now, obviously, we're supposed to be back to school and so on. Apa, as far as the Shawnee Muslim School, before the lockdown, what was going through the minds of the principal and the entire staff at the Shawnee Muslim School?
So the Shawnee Muslim School had been closely monitoring the global impact of the COVID-19 pandemic even before cases of infection were reported in South Africa. As you know, even before South Africa had initiated our lockdown, other countries around the world, like Spain, Italy, were already finding themselves in a very disastrous situation. So we too were concerned that that sort of situation could present in South Africa. So we had already started weighing our options. And as soon as the president had made that initial announcement of school closures, we immediately actioned ourselves and formed an internal task team. And the primary objective of this task team was to address the issue of how teaching and learning could be undertaken remotely using online platforms. So what we did was we considered a range of platforms such as Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, Zoom Cloud Meetings, and we also consulted with industry experts. And after much deliberation, the school then decided that we implement an approach by where our lessons would be communicated to learners via a combination of WhatsApp and Zoom. And we chose to do this because WhatsApp is already a platform that almost all of our parents and learners are accustomed to using, whilst Zoom is a user-friendly platform that teachers and learners could easily utilize. And shukr alhamdulillah, we have had some success with the programs we've put in place thus far. Although I have to mention that with an initiative like this, there will be barriers and challenges. But alhamdulillah, we are trying to do our best with the resources we have available to us.
Excellent, Apa. That's quite interesting. Tell us so far, you know, from a personal level, presenting lessons, you know, it's obviously we're all used to being in the classroom with our learners and having that one-to-one interaction. And then, you know, the learners come up to you after the lesson, or, you know, it's just so much more easier as far as communication is concerned. How is everybody adapting to the whole concept of teaching and learning online?
All right, so we rolled out our grade 8 to 12 program in this week, and we will inshallah implement our grade R to grade 7 program this upcoming Monday. So I'll speak to the progress we've made thus far with regards to the grade 8 to 12 program. Shukr alhamdulillah, the program has been well received by the majority of our learners, and the feedback has been mostly positive. What we've done is with our more application-based subjects, like your math, science, and accounting, and most of our subjects among the SAT phase as well, that's all being conducted via Zoom. Zoom is an online video conferencing platform that allows for the teacher and learner to have some form of communication via audio. There is, of course, a video application that can be enabled as well. And with the likes of teaching your subjects like math and accounting, we can share with the learners a whiteboard which we can write on, which the learners too would have access to, and so on. So some of the physical classroom environment can be imitated on platforms like Zoom. But like you did mention, unfortunately, one of the limitations with online platforms is that missing interpersonal connection that teachers have with learners in a physical classroom. For example, in a physical classroom, the teacher can use cues like the learner's body language and facial expressions to gauge the degree of concentration and understanding. Teachers can also individually approach learners, like you mentioned, either after class to personally assist them. But with online teaching, the teacher now has to rely on the learner to come forward with the difficulties and express their concerns. And some of our introverted learners are not necessarily familiar with that or comfortable with it. So what we've done then is we as teachers have gone the extra mile and made ourselves available via WhatsApp. We post the lesson, learners can communicate with us, ask us questions via voice notes even, and then of course we take the time to respond to them as best we can.
That's interesting. Obviously, from what I'm gathering, from what you are saying, that you know, as you made mention, that we are dependent on the learners as far as feedback is concerned. I think one of the positives that we could take out from what you made mention now is that this will definitely teach our learners the responsibility.
Oh, 100%. It's really important to mention that the success, how well this program is implemented and the success of it really is dependent on all the stakeholders involved. Our learners, for instance, have really displayed resilience and perseverance, and they have approached their studies with diligence. And I think some teachers were even surprised at the degree of responsibility that learners have taken in ensuring they are available at the times at which the lessons are to be conducted, that they do submit their classwork and homework, because we also have in place a program where learners submit to us the various exercises that had to be undertaken, and the teachers then review and so accordingly. So learners have really taken the initiative, they have been resilient, and alhamdulillah, they have surprised us in a very positive way. Also, like I was mentioning, the program is completely dependent on all the stakeholders playing a role, and our school board and management team have provided us with invaluable guidance throughout this time. Our teachers must be commended because they have been exemplary in their commitment to online teaching and learning. Being an educator yourself as well, you would understand that teaching online versus teaching the classroom requires a different type of preparation. So teachers have to now go and take their lesson plans and reorganize it so that it's now adapted for this type of teaching. And alhamdulillah, they have done excellently in that regard. And I must mention our parents. Although they face so many challenges of their own in this trying time, they have definitely prioritized the learner's education, and they have fully cooperated and supported us from the home front. So alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in a position where everyone is on board, everyone is willing to go the extra mile, and alhamdulillah, we are seeing progress with our program.
Alhamdulillah. But before you do leave, it's actually, well indeed, it's quite exciting and very positive, you know, that everybody has come to the party, and especially, you know, it takes not only the school to transmit the knowledge, but it comes as far as the parents support, the learners have to play their role, and obviously the educators have the responsibility of delivering the lessons. Well, Abba, before you do leave us, what's your advice to the class of 2020, a message of hope to them?
I can only imagine the untenable pressure that the grade 12 learners must be under at the moment, with it being both a matric year and all of this uncertainty that surrounds the virus. Of course, being Muslim, we take comfort and solace in our Creator, and we have faith that inshallah, the Almighty will surely grant us ease within this difficulty. From a practical perspective, though, my advice would be for the matriculants to devise a realistic schedule and approach their studies with consistency. Consistency really is the key, because if they have manageable goals that they're able to tick off on a daily basis, they themselves will feel like they're moving forward and taking and making progress. And I think then, regardless of how the Department of Education will proceed with matric examinations and so on, I believe our learners will feel comfortable that they are on the right track, and this should help to ease their anxiety.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Abba, jazakumullah khairan for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting to you, and all the best, and Allah Ta'ala grant the school success.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Abba Zainab Bamji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was the voice of Abba Zainab Bamji, an accounting teacher at the Shawnee Muslim School, giving us a holistic overview of what the school have done thus far. And obviously there will be glitches, there will be challenges, and it's all about everybody coming to the party and supporting the idea, and obviously giving constructive criticism to the school. And I guess every school is in the same predicament, and you know, you can share your experience on our WhatsApp line on 072-538-5599, and you know, you can share your experiences. We are going to go to our next guest. Before we do go there, we're going to play a couple of our WhatsApp voice notes that have been sent to me on the whole topic of the message of hope as far as the grade 12s are concerned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our country and the rest of the world is unfortunately going through a tremendous pandemic. This has unfortunately brought about a lot of stress for us, the matrix of 2020. But inshallah, through the mercy and blessings of Allah, we will get through this. And with the amazing help of our teachers at Tswane Muslim School and our online classes, we will definitely succeed, inshallah. May Allah protect us all, inshallah. Samia Hassan. For us matriculants, things are definitely not going according to what we had planned, but Allah knows best, and this too shall pass. So here is a package of reflections to take you through this time of being locked down. Whether on your own or at home with family, I hope you will find here something to ease the isolation and to let you know you are still connected. Let the spirit be our touchstone and our bridge to one another. You say Ram Musa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to Radio Islam International. We are continuing our discussion and speaking to a few educators from the Shawani Muslim School. And we're going to chat now to Mualima Weda. She's a math educator at the school. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for inviting me to your show today, Irfan.
Jazakallah khairan, Appa, for your time. Appa, how is the lockdown treating you over the last days?
Alhamdulillah, so far it's been good. The weather is to our advantage. Being cold, we can get under the blankets. But this whole change of teaching is quite a challenge, especially after teaching 35 years using chalk talk all the time. It has been quite a challenge for me and a mindset, and my method of teaching had definitely had to change with the change that was required.
Quite interesting. Earlier we spoke to Abba Zainab Bamji. She gave us an overview of the Shawani Muslim School's outline and the program of action. Quite interesting, obviously, and obviously it's new to everybody. Abba, as you made mention, been teaching for more than 30 years mathematics. How challenging, should I say, initially it was, and how has APA progressed?
Alhamdulillah, at the beginning, I had my reservations as to how I'm going to teach using technology. Being of the old school of thought, I would say it was difficult, but alhamdulillah, I'm using Zoom at the moment. It's something that I find that I can interact with my learners. It's going well, alhamdulillah. We've been doing it since Tuesday. We've done 4 lessons already. I have the e-books, which is my textbook, on my iPad, so that makes it easier so I can project my lessons on the Zoom. And I give them a lesson the one day using my Absolute Board, and that we use as a means of communication with the learners. It's like just using like a chalkboard. The only difference is normally you can ask a question and the children will answer. So that is something that's different for me because I expect my lessons to develop from the answers the learners give me. I cannot do that, so I got to basically preempt the type of answers they would give me so that I can deviate and move around and see how I can help them. But alhamdulillah, it seems to be going well. So I use the Absolute Board and then I use my textbook, which has my memos. So the next day I would do the memo with them, and on the memo I can snapshot the screen, and then on there I would go through the sums with them step by step. Actually, it seems to be going better than it would be doing in the class. This seems to be where there's no disturbances and the kids are quite attentive, actually, alhamdulillah.
From the learner's side, we can see the maturity and the responsibility.
No, most definitely. Every day when we're on lock-on and they come on, I have 45 grade 11s and 35 grade 12s, and alhamdulillah, they are on every day on time, and I have absolute no problem. And then I have some learners that while I'm busy, they may have a question or two. They're most welcome to WhatsApp me after the lesson, which they do, or while I'm busy with the lesson presenting it, they would also tell me that they don't understand, and I kind of help them through that. But they most welcome to ask me on WhatsApp if any individuals have a problem.
Excellent. Abba, quite impressive and definitely very, very promising. Abba, before we do let you go, you're obviously in a very important role as a grade 12 mathematics teacher. There's been obviously concern about the year and the time that's going to be gone as far as the lockdown is concerned. Appa, what's your message of hope to our grade 12?
Inshallah, Allah make it easy for them. It is a very trying and testing period for them. And we are continuing with syllabus. I'm not doing just revision. I'm continuing with syllabus. You know, math teachers are always behind with the syllabus. I'm still completing some part of term one. But inshallah, we will get there. And Allah knows best, and He makes it easy for all of us. It is not an easy time.
I mean,
and it surely is quite frustrating for them as well.
Most definitely. Abba, jazakumullah khairan for your time. It's much appreciated. And enjoy the rest of the weekend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That is Mualima Wahida of the Shawani Muslim School, the mathematics teacher. Inshallah, before we do go for a ad break, we'll play 2 of our clips on the a message of hope for the grade 12s.
These days are incredibly difficult, and the anxiety of not knowing what's going to happen is overwhelming. I do not know when this lockdown will end. I do not know when we will be able to return back to our normal lives. But what I do know is that if we place our faith in Allah, then we will make it through this. We need to remain positive and embrace the change that comes with this. We need to look to each other for support and strength and realize that we are not alone. We will learn, we will grow, and we will come out stronger than before and as better human beings. Most importantly, we need to take this opportunity to think about what we have taken for granted in the past. Our education, our opportunities, and the people we connect with. Let us never take these things for granted again. Aisha Chauhan. Assalamu alaikum. The lockdown has put many of us into stress. We are unsure if we will be able to complete our work in time to write our final matric examinations and attend university the next year. Many are worried about losing their jobs and supporting their homes as well. However, we should put our faith in and trust in Allah, because surely He is the best of planners.
Assalamu alaikum. Having a lockdown was the right choice made by our president. It was the action that needed to happen as soon as possible, and we made it at the right time. However, this lockdown means that we cannot attend school after the April break ends, and we are in matric, so we really need to get back to school. Alhamdulillah, the school managed to make a plan and arrange online classes. But to be honest, it's a change that we're not used to, and for it to happen while we're in matric is extremely scary for us. It's not the same thing as learning in a classroom, which is 100 times better. But hard luck, there's nothing else we can do, and we need to complete the syllabus. Inshallah, the lockdown doesn't get extended, and we can go back to school where we can learn better and go faster through the syllabus. Jazakallah.
I mean, it is the Saturday after mix. It's just been a bumper back program. A very exciting, interesting message that has come from Apa Kaji, the great one of the learners, as she makes mention here. Assalamu alaikum, the learners. I hope you are all well. I'm really missing you, especially those lovely smiles and hugs. Looking forward to being with you soon. Remember me in your duas. Love you all from Apa Kaji, from the Shania Muslim School. We've got two youngsters in the Shania Muslim School. As well as Hafiz Usama. Yafaji, we should start to speak up first. Hafiz Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz, how are you keeping this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
How much on the line?
Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you, are you there?
Yes.
Hafiz,
assalamu alaikum.
Can we find it in the
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, let's speak to what is Hafiz Usama. Yafaji, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Hafiz Usama?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Hafiz Usama, we're just going to get straight into the thick of for the benefit of all the listeners. What's your experience like as far as online learning is concerned?
No, definitely I feel it is challenging. Just like, I mean, it is a good approach that the teacher's done, so that, you know, when we come back to school, we won't be so pressurized and overwhelmed. But I think I think it is definitely a good approach, because we are getting done with the work. But it's also very frustrating and very challenging, because just like how the APAs mentioned previously, I think that interaction between us and the teachers means a lot. But Uira was just actually mentioning us the other day. She said that, you know, I wish I could show beautiful faces. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. But I think that's definitely one of the challenges that we face, is not interacting with the teachers, and we're not able to converse and, you know, have the connection with the teachers. But I think that also means a lot. But I think it is definitely a good approach, and we are getting the work done. So alhamdulillah, it is going well so far, because we're getting the work done and we're understanding it well.
Alhamdulillah, that's excellent, Hafiz Usama. Hafiz Usama, what's your message to all the learners out there that, you know, it's been challenging times?
So inshallah, I think if you all support one another, if the students remain compliant and, you know, if they just follow the instructions of the teachers, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala knows best about all of this that's happening. So inshallah, if you all just support one another, we're all compliant, and inshallah, it will go well.
Inshallah.
Here's Amar Akub said, as the matriculants of 2020, the concerning and alarming feeling of not being at school is one we all face. To help minimize the stress and worry faced by the matriculants, the teachers, board members, and principal committee have given us an opportunity to keep up to date with syllabus and stay on track by implementing an online tactic to combat the situation this pandemic has placed upon us. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard all of us and make it easy for everyone, and to keep showering His mercy upon this ummah. Another student has said, I believe Allah always has a solution for every problem, a light for every shadow, a relief for every sorrow, and a plan for every tomorrow. So amidst the fear and uncertainty for our metric year, I put my trust in Allah and His plan alone. Jazakallah.
You are listening to Radio Islam International. Unfortunately, earlier we had a glitch in our system. But nevertheless, we will be chatting to Maulana Yusuf Abed, the senior alim of the Shani Muslim School. And inshallah, you'll give us some advice and some nasihat with regard to the spiritual aspect as we find ourselves in the lockdown, as we find ourselves in the challenges that we do find ourselves. We welcome Maulana to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I hope you're well, Maulana, this afternoon.
Alhamdulillah, we've got lovely rain coming down the home day here in Victoria. So, shukr. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana, how's the lockdown treating you?
Very well, huh? It's actually a lot of reflection.
Maulana, you know, we have spoken to a few educators and they have all been busy and, you know, some messages of hope that was played out as far as our grade 12, the Shwari Muslim School's grade 12 learners. Well, obviously, everybody's concerned, everybody's worried, Maulana. Maulana, you know, what's your nasihat, what's your advice to the teachers, parents, and learners?
Well, this is part and parcel of the reality of life. Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Quran says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Very briefly, that we shall certainly test you with something of fear, a lessening of wealth and lives and fruits, etc., etc. So this is part and parcel of the reality and the challenge that we have. Alhamdulillah, I just need to commend our principal, Mr. Iqbal Arif, putting forth, you know, he put up a task team while we were on holiday the first week. The task team organized timetables, they organized e-learning structures, and alhamdulillah, as of Tuesday, we were up and running, so the matrics and the seniors have access to lessons that have been given through either live sort of lessons, interactive lessons, or through WhatsApp, you know. So alhamdulillah, that is happening, and students shouldn't be overly perturbed or disturbed. As per tradition of our school, alhamdulillah, and I'm not trying to curry favor with anyone, but we've always risen to the challenge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, and rest assured, when we come back, if needs be, prior to us even breaking before the first term, we already had strategized that if it needs be, we'll do weekend classes after Juma classes. So as far as covering of syllabi is concerned, that structure has been put in place, and inshallah, we don't see any problem as far as syllabus completion is concerned. Mm-hmm. I think for the learners, this is an ideal opportunity to put a spiritual quotient into the whole exercise, that they have got ample time. The Islamiyat division of the school has sent out a tilawat program for the children, a dua program for the children, a hifz program for the children. So in tandem with their other work, they can spiritualize this whole experience, and inshallah, it will be beneficial. At the end of the day, this will be a life-altering, I would believe, change for us. Mm-hmm. We've got time to interact with our parents, with our family, and to do a lot of introspection, and put in a little bit of hard work, inshallah.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Maulana, obviously, time is always a factor, Maulana. Maulana, what's your message to the grade 12s that, in specific, that they concern about the year, and what's your encouragement to them? Well, in fact, to all the listeners that are listening out there on Radio Islam International, many of them obviously, well, I guess most of them are concerned.
My message to them is don't be overly perturbed and disturbed. Even the department has made some utterances as far as making sure that everything will go as planned. So the matrix will write the examination. I'm saying this is the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best planner. We had his plan right. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned. This is from him. Mm-hmm. And we should put our hope and trust in him and faith in him. Then that is the meaning of tawakkul. Mm-hmm. Tawakkul is we put all the structures in place, and then we leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have put the structures in place. From the students, what we require is a bit of devotion. It's a different challenge for them, how to interact through the internet, basically. And it's not a direct type of intervention from teachers, but like we say, inshallah, if we just be patient, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We need to be a bit patient. We need to be persevere, to be steadfast. and put our hard working. This is a good opportunity for children to unearth their hidden and latent talent. And this is what my message to the Matrix is, that you didn't know you're going to have this challenge. And besides the Matrix, all other learners, but this is an opportunity to rediscover and rekindle hidden, latent talent that you may have. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, with hard work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant all of you the success that you deserve. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward your educators for putting in the hard work as well.
Ameen, ameen. Maulana Sahab, jazakumullah khairan for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Right, that was the voice of Maulana Yusuf Abed, a senior, a teacher and educator at the Shwani Muslim School, as always encouraging and motivating one and all. Well, it's almost 5 o'clock and it's really been challenging to fulfill all the voice notes that have come through this afternoon. Well, we will end with a one or two. Obviously the engineer, inshallah, he will play that before we do leave. Well, we would like to say jazakumullah khairan to all of the guests that have come on air. Zainab Bamji, our deputy principal, Apa Wahida, as well as the senior ustad and also deputy principal, Maulana Yusuf Abed. Jazakumullah khairan to the Shwani Muslim School for giving us an opportunity to interview them on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Jazakumullah khairan to my engineer, Hamza. Well, he's been doing all the hard work behind the scenes. Inshallah, until next week, same time, same place. Ilal liqa fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. I hope all are well and safe. Firstly, I would like to commend our principal, Mr. Arif, the board, and the management of our school in the swift and decisive action taken by them in conformity with regulations laid by the government. While we as a nation in South Africa and the human race in general find ourselves in extremely trying and difficult times and in uncharted territory, the blaming game is certainly not going to alleviate the problem in any way. The finger pointing towards any particular nation, demographic, religious or cultural denomination merely compounds the problem. This is a time for us to assist our government in any way we can for the highly commendable approach they have taken in fighting this surge. Sure, we have fears, and as matriculants, one of them is the uncertainty of this academic year. But as Muslims, we submit to the all-wise and the ultimate plan and decision-maker, Allah. Perhaps as individuals and nations, with all our different belief systems across race, religion, and creed, this is a time for us to ponder and reset our moral, ethical, and religious compass. Jazakallah. Wa alaikum salam. Birijah Jasad. Being in matric is already stressful. Being in matric during a global pandemic is beyond daunting. However, we need to remember that fighting the pandemic is futile and people should rely on Allah to protect us. The Quran teaches us Muslims to see life's difficult circumstances as a test. They are temporary hardships to strengthen us. Allah controls everything and He is the one that can relieve us from our difficulties. We must turn to Allah and seek refuge in Him and ask His protection. Lamiz Langa.